The next time you visit your doctor, that one-on-one conversation may include an additional person. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. I have started to work with a scribe. A scribe is a medical assistant, often one who wants to go to medical school or nursing school, who helps me in transcribing my discussion into a clinical note. As the burdens of charting have increased astronomically and the electronic medical record has created enormous demands and burdens on the doctor, the scribe has come to our assistance. At least in theory, a scribe improves our medical notes, the thoroughness and the quality. But now there is a third party in the room who is listening to everything that transpires and taking notes, sort of like a clerk in the courtroom. As I ask patients about domestic violence, sexual practices, bowel habits, and the like, it seems a bit odd to me, as the doctor, to have the scribe present. But I can't tell you how much time these people save me. I can spend more time with patients and less time with the computer composing my notes. A recent study in the Journal of General Internal Medicine used a questionnaire to explore patients' attitudes toward having a scribe in the room. It seems a third of the people preferred having a scribe, and the others seemed not to mind a third person in the room. No one found it offensive or would not visit the doctor again if a scribe was present. Patients reported feeling comfortable talking with doctors about smoking and drug use and depression. The exception was sexual history and sexual concerns. Males felt more uncomfortable talking about sex with a scribe present than did females, and it seemed not to matter whether the scribe was a male or a female. With regard to gender, 70% had no preference as to the gender of the scribe. I should note that scribes are not present when I'm doing sensitive parts of the physical exam. Although I ask a female nurse to join me for those sensitive parts of the female exam, so of course this means there is yet one more person a female person needs to accept. Perhaps this helps to define why healthcare has become a team sport. With regard to the doctor-patient encounter, when a scribe was present, 70% felt there was no difference in the time the doctor spent with them compared to when there was no scribe. 25% felt they were now receiving more attention from the doctor. Speaking for myself, I can say that my scribe, Devin, certainly allows me more time to spend with patients and keeps me closer to being on time with my schedule than I ever used to be. I have converted from a skeptic to a believer and an appreciator of the medical scribe as someone that improves both my life and the life of the patient. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.